what would you call things along the edge of a roof that carry water off?
Gutters.
What would you call a little, a place where a building and a roof come together like that?
Eave.
If you had troubles and were telling me about them, you might say, well, I troubles too.
I have troubles too.
If there were an automobile accident outside, you might turn around and look at me and say,
did you have that wreck?
And I might say, yes, I
had the wreck.
If you didn't see the wreck, or if we weren't involved in it, there might just be a loud noise, and maybe you might be startled or something, and if I were sitting here looking and didn't pay any attention to it, you might say,
you mean about the wreck? I would say, did you have the wreck?
Uh-huh. And if there was something maybe a long time ago happening and Big Jim blew, if somebody didn't pay any attention to it, you might say, didn't you?
Yeah, didn't you hit Big Jim?
Uh-huh. I might say, yes, I
heard Big Jim.
Do you know what Big Jim, I've heard some stories that whistle was for a steamboat or something?
No, it was a whistle on the waterworks in Jacksonville. But it would, when they start working in the morning, it would blow for lunch, mm-hmm. and it blew in the afternoon for, getting off time. But you knew the time. See, a lot of times you'd be working in the field, you don't have no clock down there. And when it come on, it's in the middle of the day, you do it, was 12 o'clock. Mm-hmm. And in the mornings, it's around 7, I think it blew in the mornings. And they also had a whistle right up here on this brewery that made beer. Mm-hmm. And it would blow at 8 o'clock, I think, in the morning, and at 5 o'clock. Mm-hmm. But any time it blew, mm-hmm. in between there. Said that if it blew 2 times, then whatever happened wasn't too bad. But if it blew 3, mm-hmm. It was, heck, something that happened, mm-hmm. pretty bad.
What would you call a building that you might store corn in?
Corn crib.
What would you call a building or a part of a building where you might store grain?
Oh, that you mean grain that's been usually you can. I know, I take that back because I was thinking about you, the stalks of grain or the grain itself. Mm-hmm. But see, in our case, we never had nothing but corn out there anyway, see. Mm-hmm. My daddy a couple of times tried to grow in rice, but it didn't work out so good.
Uh-huh. I guess you have to flood the wheat fields.
Yeah, well, we had a certain section that was low, and it was that black, mucky type of soil. Mm-hmm. And when he was, to cut it, we were using that old kind of like a scythe, mm-hmm. but it was a little, we used to call them reap hooks, a small hand. Mm-hmm. And we went up and we had to beat so much trying to get it husked out and everything until